last Sunday we were introduced to Mark, and it's good to have him back with us again today. And Mark's going to take the second half of our service and to open up God's word for us. Mark, we look forward to what you have to say. Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for making me feel so welcome here. I honestly feel as if I've been here before. But thank you very much for all the kind words you said, especially after last week. We're going to open up the Bible in Hosea chapter 3. Hosea chapter 3. I'm sure you'll find your way about where Hosea is in the Bible by the time you finish this series. But just to let you know, it's on page 901 of the Pew Bibles, page 901 for Hosea chapter 3. And Hosea is relating to us. He's telling us what has happened. Starting in verse 1. The Lord said to me, go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lichek of barley. Then I told her, you are to live with me for many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or idol. Afterwards, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessing in the last days. And there, ending in verse 5. So how do we know that God loves us? How do we know that he cares for us? This passage, Hosea chapter 3, focuses on Hosea and how he treats Gomer. It's not about Gomer. In fact, we don't even know how she responds to what Hosea does. Hosea is told by God to show Gomer his love, not just assume that Gomer knows, but to have it shown. He then goes and buys her back from her lover. He redeems her. And then he tells her to wait, to be faithful, as he will be faithful too. And these are the assurances that Gomer is given that Hosea loves her. Of course, this story is not just about the marriage of Hosea and Gomer, but about the relationship between God and his chosen people, the Israelites. God shows his love to them, he redeems them, and they wait for their Savior, while God is faithful in all he told them. But this story has got even more layers, and we can read it another way, a way that speaks to us today, down through the centuries. It is about God's relationship with us. We as humans can be so insecure. We can worry about how God feels about us, especially after we have sinned. And we can worry that we are not good enough for his love, and worry that God will leave us. Well, today I tell you that we're not good enough. We're not worthy of his love. But the good news is that God loves us despite our sin. We need to know that God loves each of us. And this passage in Hosea 3 gives us three reasons how we can know God's love. For it is a love that is shown, a redeeming love, and a faithful love. There's a terribly bad joke about an older couple sitting together at the dinner table. And the wife, in exasperation, says, you never tell me you love me anymore. Have you lost your love? And the man just simply replies, well, I told you I loved you on our wedding day. If that ever changes, I'll let you know. I did say it was a bad joke, but we all like to know that we're loved, to have that reassurance. Either as a spouse, and gentlemen, don't be like that man. Tell your wife you love her. Bring her some flowers. Show her you love her by the care you take of her. As a child, children are always looking for that hand to reach up to, for that, not necessarily for any other reason, but to have that reassurance of where they are. And children often go through a stage of needing even more reassurance, being told they're loved every night going to bed. And even in our other relationships, whether it's business relationships or friendships, we in Northern Ireland aren't, especially us gentlemen, aren't apt to say to another man, "I love you," because that would be a very awkward moment, but we show it in different ways. The great Louis Armstrong, his song, Wonderful World, the great line in that, "I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you." We're showing it by how we act towards someone, how we, what we say and what we do. It is not necessarily about hearing the words constantly, but it's in the way we are treated. And here in Hosea 3, chapter 1, Hosea is told to show his love to Gomer. And not just show his love, but to go to Gomer. Not wait for her to walk in the door, for her to come back, but to go. And this is a beautiful picture of how God loves us. We know God loves us because he shows us his love. The whole Bible is a love story between God and us, from God to us. Throughout this book, God shows love for us in many different ways. And here's just a few of them. As Christians, we're brought into the family of God. In 1 John 3, verse 1, see what a great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Being brought into the family so much that we're called the children of God, not just from outsiders who come in to visit. He brings us salvation. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For it is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and this is not from ourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that we may boast. It's a gift from what God gives us. We are saved, we have our salvation from God as his showing of his love for us. And also his creation. Colossians 1 verse 16, in him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. I believe this is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. We've got so many beautiful areas for to go for walks, to see, especially with our dog, who doesn't come back when we call him, just to let you know, your dog's better than ours, I know. But we see beautiful areas in this, and God created it as a place for us to live. And there's so much more in the Bible. That's why it's important for us to read the Bible for ourselves, and so we can see his examples of love all the way through that book for ourselves. There are so many other examples of God showing us love. When you listen to somebody giving their testimony and hear the promises God gave them and were fulfilled, that's the same love God has for us in our lives. It's the same God that love has for each of us. We know that God loves us because he shows us his love, and also because he redeems us. Hosea in chapter 3 redeemed, he bought back Gomer from her lover. Gomer seems to have been enslaved and needed to be bought out of her situation. The price was 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lekel of barley. I really don't know what the equivalent of barley in weight that is, but I know from other books that it is equivalent of 15 more shekels of silver. So 30 pieces of silver. And that was the cost of a slave. Gomer's lover valued her so lowly that he had her as a slave. Then Hosea stepped in and redeemed her because he loved her. The Christ, who was sold for 30 pieces of silver from one man to another, redeemed us for a greater cost. The cost of our redemption was Christ on the cross. For me, the most fascinating, interesting thing is this, that Jesus died not because we are great, not because we are good, not because we are wonderful, not because we have shown him that we are worthy. No, we are redeemed because we are loved by him, despite our failings, despite our shortcomings. He loved us long before we loved him, before we even knew him. In Romans 5, verse 6 and 9, that was read earlier on, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Just as Hosea didn't wait for Gomer to come back to him, Christ did not wait for us to become sinless, for him to love us. We are redeemed and owned by him as he that cares for us. I don't know, I'm sure many of you in your youth saved up for something special, whether it was a special book, a special car, maybe, a special piece of jewelry. For me, it was saving up for a record player back in the days when records were still being sold in Woolworths. My brothers had left home with the record players that were in the house, and I saved week after week because I knew there was a shop in Armagh that sold this record player. And this record player became quite precious to me because I had spent so much of my time saving for it, and it was there. In fact, it's still in my house today, many, many, many years later, and we still care for that. God redeemed us at a price because we are special, because we are loved, and he cares for us in that. We are redeemed because of his love, not our worthiness. And we know God loves us because he shows us, he redeems us, and he is faithful. Hosea in verse 3 of chapter 3 sets boundaries. He says to Gomer, you will do this and not do that, because that is what a wife does. He says, I will also do this and not do that, because that is what a husband does. He shows her what faithful is, and he does it himself. Hosea had patience with his wife, and he kept his promises to her even when she broke hers, being faithful in his own promises. When God makes a promise, in the Old Testament it's often called a covenant, and many times in the Old Testament he made covenants with different people. There would be a promise that God would have and a promise that the man would have. I will do this, you will do that. And it's always the man who broke the promise. In these times it wasn't a simple handshake that had a deal done. It was a clasping of forearms, like that. And that meant, that was symbolic of what the covenant was, what the promise was. If one party let go, the other party would still keep their promise. When we let go of God, he still keeps his promises to us, as opposed to a simple handshake where both people, like one person lets go, and it's all gone. Each time God is faithful to keep his promises. His promise to send a redeemer from the line of David to be a king. And that is a promise that he gives the people of Israel in verse 4 and 5 of this chapter 3. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods. And afterwards the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God, the king and king, and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessing in the last days. About the Israelites having to be faithful and have a time where they do not go to other gods, and then they will come back to who God is. And God is still faithful to us. His promises back then, his promises 2,000 years ago with Christ, he is still faithful to those promises today. And here's one of my favorite promises from Jesus, John 6, verse 37. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. When we are called to God, when we come to God, he doesn't turn his back on us. But we have to come to him. Like Gomer, we do not deserve the love shown to us. We do not deserve to be redeemed. We do not deserve to have the promises kept in faithfulness. But God grants us this, not because he needs us, not because he needs our affection, but because he first loved us. Now the big question that Gomer probably had, and we do have, is this. Now that we know he loves us, how do we respond in our daily lives? Let's pray. Dear God and Father, we thank you for this word from you. And we thank you for your love that you have for us, despite of who we are. Help us to love you back because of who you are. Amen.